This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Thursday, February 28, 2008. Silence, to prepare for the end. The scripture is Habakkuk 2, verse 20. The Lord is in His holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before Him. The prophet Habakkuk lived in a time of great hopelessness and danger in Judah, about 20 years before Babylon destroyed Jerusalem. Except for a brief period of faithfulness to God under King Josiah, the past 200 years of Judah's national life were marked by disobedience, idolatry, and injustice. Habakkuk asked, "How long, O Lord, will things go on like this?" The Lord's reply in our reading for today warns about the foolishness of idolatry. Woe to him who says to wood, "Come to life." Yet despite the people's disobedience, God majestically finishes, "But the Lord is in His holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before Him." No matter how people live, all creatures and nations one day will fall silent before God's rule and worship. Worship begins in awe-filled silence. Perhaps you live in a place of dreadful violence and social disintegration. It may seem that the Lord does not care what goes on. You might be fearful, worried, even cynical. Or maybe you live in a calm, prosperous land, experiencing no shortages or threats. Yet you experience life as flat, bland. That can be as bad. Remember Habakkuk's concern. Believe God's awe-inspiring response. No matter what happens, our God reigns. How can you experience that presence? Return to Scripture and earlier meditations. Wait silently. Would you pray with me? God of all, You began creation with silence. Help us find hints of new creation in our lives by listening in silence for You to speak. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.